Hello and welcome along to Africa's Biggest Braai. Yes, you're at the On the Whistle podcast. I'm your host, Zayn Nabi. Joining me is Francis Nkwain and Courtney Fries. And you know, one of the beauties of our podcast is the stuff you don't hear. So our pre-production call encapsulated politics, it encapsulated football, it encapsulated where we are and where we're living. And the beauty of this pod is that we come from everywhere. Courtney's got the fanciest green screen you can see behind him, while Francis and I, while we're just doing it in our rooms, creating a virtual braai for you. Francis, Courtney, how are you chaps doing?
Doing pretty well, Zayn. An absolute pleasure being with the family again.
Dangerously happy, Zayn. Dangerously happy. Hardworking. Happy to be here again. Can't wait to get the discussion going.
Absolutely. And for those of you joining today, we're going to go quite quickly into the CAF Champions League semi-finals. The big games happen this Friday, where we will know the finalists for the CAF Champions League. Both first legs of the semi-finals were very close, and the ties remain delicately poised. That's because Esperance beat Sundowns 1-0 on home soil in North Africa, while the defending champs Al Ahly drew 0-0 on their visit to TP Mazembe. Now, before we get the analysis from Courtney and Francis, I just want to go to our mailbag first, where our loyal listener, Adim Aziz, I think this is the hat trick. You've sent us comments for the last 3 weeks on YouTube. And what you said about our last podcast, where Francis had predicted that we'd see TP Mazembe maybe pull off a surprise in Lubumbashi when they played Al Ahly. You listened to that pod and how that went. And these were your comments to us, which we really welcome. And you said, what a great listener as always. I disagree with the Mazembe part. I actually think they will win 1-0. Ahly are struggling due to injury, especially in their midfield. For the Cairo leg, however, you have to bear in mind that there will be the return of Deng, Atia, Ashour, and potentially Hussein Al-Shahat. And with 50,000 supporters allowed in, it is going to be really intense. So I could see a Mazembe win, and then Al Ahly come back in Cairo. Sundowns, my word. Sundowns could easily lose in Tunis, which they did, especially if they play like they did against Young Africans. The question is, how will they play at home? We will see. Well, listen, Adam, we always love hearing from you. So please, if you're like Adam and you're engaged and you love African football, leave a comment, leave a review under our podcast, wherever you get it. If you have any questions, post them there too. We will answer them on our pod. So, gentlemen, that's maybe where our starting point should be. Esperance have the slight advantage. They travel to play Sundowns at home. The South Africans are not on the best run domestically and in Africa. They've also had a lot of fixtures to contend with. Can they bounce back and overturn that 1-0 deficit going into their second leg semi-final?
Francis, would you mind if I jump in, sir? I think Sundowns were lucky to get away with a 1-0 victory, a defeat. Lucky. Esperance had a handful of chances, and I can't even say it was down to good goalkeeping, because one of the two off the line clearances was actually from players. I thought the game went exactly the way I don't want to say I was 100% right. I expected Esperance to come away with a victory. The positive thing for Sundowns, it's only 1-0. The positive thing for Sundowns is that the second leg is at home and they will have a huge support. That is the positive thing. The difficulty is that they have is that Esperance have a fantastic defense and are very stingy with conceding goals. So Sundowns have it up against them. Once again, I'm going to say they're going into this game below par, not in their best form, and that is their massive concern.
Yeah, I have to agree completely with Courtney over there. We had all kind of like agreed on the fact that we felt always going to be Esperance's game to lose, which they didn't. I did think they might get two or three goals to give them that kind of cushion, because I have the feeling Sundowns will score at home. So there will be the onus on Esperance to score. It could be a draw game or they could win 2-1, but they must score. And I felt that they missed this opportunity to give themselves that comfort space. But going over to the other game that was really the game that excited me the most, I think it actually lived up. Yes, it lived up to the expectation, like how we had actually predicted it would go. We kind of expected TP Mazembe lived up to the billing, I think we could say, of making it a home game and making it difficult for Al Ahly. I had sneakily believed that they might get the win, but I'd always believed that Al Ahly will be stronger at home. So I think the fact that they didn't get this win at home makes it all the more inevitable that Al Ahly will be progressing in the next game. And but it was a very exciting game. It was good to see. Their style of play was very much on the front foot, and they made really good advantage of their home support and their turf and the nature of their terrain, as we had rightly alluded to. But unfortunately, they didn't get the result that I think they were hoping for. So I think the home teams, we can look forward to maybe the home teams getting decent results yet again. But I think in the Sundowns game, I don't see how Esperance do not score. And having taken a little bit of a lead at home, not as much as they would have liked, maybe, I see them maybe making it through. But Sundowns can hope.
Zain, my thoughts on the Mazembe game is that Mazembe used their two superpowers, which was the pitch and the crowd, in order to get as much out of that game as they could. They were the team on the front foot. I wish they played like that in the games before, because they were very free-spirited in the game against Al Ahly. Very free-spirited, very forward-thinking, very, very dominant in the game in terms of energy, high press. It was actually an enjoyable game to view. What I will say is I don't know if they would have that level of dominance in the next game. I think Al Ahly have used all the experience to get the game to nil-nil and then take it back to Cairo and then finish off the job. My two teams to progress into the next leg are Esperance and Al Ahly. I can't see anything else but that. I think Sundowns have just got to a point where they've run out of legs. A lot has been expected of them as well. We would love a South African team to go through, but we're not just flying the flag for South Africans. We want a fantastic African tournament. And I think those two teams getting to the final, Esperance and Al Ahly, would put up a fantastic dynasty of football.
Okay, so we got Courtney going with the North African Giants for the final. Francis, where do you land? You're on mute.
Yeah, same for me. Like I said, I don't see Esperance not scoring in South Africa. And so even if, yeah, a North African final yet again.
Well, listen, I'm going to buck the trend and I'm going to say I think Sundowns will emerge at home at Loftus. I think at home they're due a big performance. They cannot be this mediocre for so long. I know they have an intense schedule, but I know Rulani will be well up for this, because qualifying for the Club World Cup is obviously their goal. And not only do they want to qualify, they want to go there as the best team on the continent. And obviously,
Will
this
you
team
be at the game?
that. Will I be at the game? I unfortunately won't, but I will be watching from about 700 kilometers away, or 600, depending on how
Don't make don't make distance. It's only an hour and a half flight. It's not
You know, I'm like, the man's already in South Africa.
It's
You could
an hour and a half
have told us that
flight.
you're going there for this big Champions League
You
game.
know, as somebody who likes the coast and likes the warm weather, and as South Africa changed seasons, I'm heading straight to the coast. I will Instagram from there so you can see where I am. But I'm gonna predict Sundowns come right, they get the performance right, and I'm gonna say something that is more hope than logic, but Mazembe to do the impossible, go to Cairo and get the win.
Wow.
There we go. So one of
I
those, I
think
think, is
just wants to
informed.
be different today.
Well, one of them's informed by logic, the other's informed by the heart. I'm going to go for an all sub-Saharan final.
All right. Oh, shoot.
Listen, if City and Arsenal can get knocked out of the Champions League,
Not
if
by
Dortmund could be in the semi,
not by nobody. They
bro,
weren't knocked
they
out
both got
by
knocked
teams.
out by teams that have better. Anyway, TP Mazembe has better history than.
Listen, but I will say this to you, Zane. I listen. If Mazembe, okay, let me add this to it. If Mazembe can take anything like the effort they had in this first leg to Cairo, they're gonna create problems for Al Ahly. I'm telling you. You
True.
know, they were throwing bodies on the line efforts. This is how good they were in terms of endeavor, in terms of forward thinking. Because you must remember, they come off a game prior where they were so bad. They were so bad. But now they're at this particular point. What do you say as a manager in the change room? Listen, nobody expects us to win, yeah? So go
That's
and break your
exactly it. The
leg.
pressure's off.
Go break your leg. Go and kill yourself.
Pressure's off. Get
Run
those
20
50K fans
kilometers.
to put pressure on Al Ahly.
Yeah, go and run 20 kilometers. And
True.
the thing is, I don't know if someone can help me with this. It's the time of the game. I'm more.
It's 7 o'clock at night in
The
Egypt, if I'm
temperatures
correct.
in Cairo are going to be terrible, man. Terrible. But well, we'll wait and see. I still go with
Listen.
Ashley.
Well, listen, let us know what you think out there. Who will be the finest in the CAF Champions League? Courtney, Francis, it's been fun putting this bite-sized pod together with you guys. But please leave a comment, leave a review. You need to find us, OTW underscore podcast on Twitter and Instagram, or search for the On the Whistle podcast on YouTube and Facebook. Next time, I promise you, I said this last week, I will be in the continent the next time we record. And Alistair Howarth promises me he's back after his wonderful visit to the East Coast of Africa. Okay, gentlemen, enjoy the football. Always good seeing you.